Good morning. Our question today is if there is a Yisachar, somebody who is going to be learning, and he can certainly use the financial assistance from somebody who is working, is it preferable that he try to convince the worker that let's not do a Shutfus Yisachar Zvulin, I'm happy to take the support, but let's not officially divide up Schar together, or is it preferable he does that, or should he not take the support at all, in fact? So in the Sefer Keser Rosh, it's told the story about Rav Chaim Mivolozhin, that he was asked as follows by somebody who was going to enter into one of these partnerships, is it a problem? Indeed, it looks like you're taking money for learning, and that's not an ideal or a preferable thing to do, to take money for learning. Learning should be lishma, and this looks like if you're entering into a partnership, it looks like entering into a partnership to get paid for learning, and is that a proper thing? Is it a permitted thing to do? And Rav Chaim Mivolozhin says it's mutter to get paid to do your learning, it's mutter to get into this partnership and be a Yisachar, and in fact he says if you're going to be stingy, that you don't want to give away part of your learning, even though it's going to facilitate and enhance your learning, he says that's not a good thing. So in his language, if you're stingy, that you don't want to give a part of your learning to somebody else, it looks like you're just learning to get schar. If you're not taking the financial support, you are just learning for schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what you're doing is you're decreasing the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to take the support so you can learn better. And this is how Rav Chaim Mivolozhin analyzes it. He says if you're not going to take the support and you're going to only be able to learn half a day, and if you take the support, you can learn a full day, what is going to be a better nachas ruach? What is going to be more of a benefit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Certainly when you can learn a full day, and you can learn a full day focused on your learning, that is what is indeed going to be preferable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the grach, Rav Chaim Mivolozhin is saying, not only is it mutter to enter the partnership, but it's preferred or maybe even required to enter into the Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, and Yisachar should not at all be concerned he's giving up a chelik, a portion of his learning. However, it should be mentioned that the Tzitz Eliezer brings from another source a similar story relating to when Rav Chaim Mivolozhin was asked a similar question, two brothers, and one was supporting the other. And there are some differences, and one of the important differences is indeed, he says to the brother who was the Yisachar, the learning in that situation, the learner in that situation, that he should try to dissuade his brother from pushing a Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, because maybe he wouldn't want to give up a portion of his learning. And if the other brother who is working refuses, if he insists on having a partnership, an official partnership, in that situation, then the Grach said you can certainly enter into it. But we see lechatchila up front, Rav Chaim Mivolozhin was trying to tell the Yisachar to try to dissuade his brother from entering into what we would say is the strict Yisachar Zvulun, that then we get into the question of, is the Yisachar giving up part of his char? So the Tzitz Eliezer says, so we have two stories, and they're kind of contradicting each other. One, the first one that we mentioned, he tells the Yisachar, absolutely enter into the partnership, and that's going to enhance your learning, and that's going to be a greater nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the second story, it seems that Rav Chaim Mivolozhin was trying to tell Yisachar to dissuade this Vulin from entering into the Shutva. So he says, the Tzitz Eliezer wants to explain it as follows, possibly, that there are indeed two opinions. If the Shutfus is a positive thing for Yisachar, because it may take away some of his learning. So what could be what Rav Chaim Mivolozhin is telling us is to ideally try not to enter into the Shutfus. Say you'd like the support. You have tremendous schar by supporting me, but let's not do it as a Shutfus Yisachar Zvulun, because you get into the question then of Yisachar giving up some of his schar. However, if the Zvulun insists upon it, certainly you can rely on the Ramah and the shach, or of the view that you can, it's a lechatchila to enter into the shutfus, and it shouldn't be a consideration whatsoever. You're thinking that you may be giving up some of the schar. Have a wonderful day.